I'm not too good with giving titles to messages. It's not my strength. And Jesus never gave titles to any message anyway. He just spoke. Amen. So if this title doesn't fit the message, don't worry about the title. Just listen to the message. Amen. Self-talk leads to manifestation. Self-talk leads to manifestation. The same Mark 11 and verse 23. Now I'm reading it right. Not that he shall whatsoever he saith. Even the man who read it. In fact, God deliver all the workers. All the people that this bulletin passed through, God deliver them. Amen. Amen. Mark 11, 23. He shall have whatsoever or whatever he saith. You will have whatever you say. Amen. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you believe and you don't doubt, whatever you say, you will have it. Hallelujah. Most of us, we have exercised faith, or should I say fear or doubt, and we have spoken negatively. Because wherever you are today is a culmination of what you have been saying. 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 What you keep saying. We are specialists in reading the news. What do I mean reading the news? We are saying what is going on in our lives. It's enough to say what is going on in other people's lives. But what about your life? Don't just say what is going on. Don't just say what you are going through. Because if you keep saying what is going on and what where you are, you will keep on being where you are and you keep on seeing what you are seeing. Praise the Lord. In Numbers 13, the Bible made us to understand, and I'm going to read just a few of those scriptures because time will fail me to read everything as I would want to. I'm going to read Numbers 13, verse 17 and 18, 25 to 28, and 30 to 32. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Even in life today, if you have 10 people, just for number's sake, if you have 10 people and 8 says the same thing and 2 says the same thing, tell yourself the truth. Who are you likely to believe? Because most of the time, we have agreed the falsehood that majority carries the vote. People can be wrong, and they can be sincerely wrong. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of people said it, then we believe it. But true might just be the one saying the truth. Praise the Lord. In the political situation of America today, we hear a lot of things that politicians say, all the lies they say, even when they are confronted with the lie, they still lie on the lie. Praise the Lord. And these are people we have to vote for to become the most powerful person in the free world. Hallelujah. I'm not a politician. I'm not particularly for one person or the other. But at least, how can somebody who have abused many women, who don't pay tax, now be the one to rule us? And we are talking about somebody who deleted email. Who cares about emails? Praise the Lord. These people went, they said, yes, we saw the land. But they lied. They said the land heats up the inhabitants. If the land heats up the people, why did you see people there? How did you survive for 40 days? There's no doubt that giants were in the land. Oh, I can bring another message out of this message. The Alpha and the Omega. Let me not go ahead of myself. I'll let you know sometime later. Amen? Amen. Many of the children of God speak fear. We speak doubt. Guess what? They are seeing and reaping fear. They are seeing and reaping doubt. They are reaping the benefits of the fear. They are reaping the benefits of the doubt. Even Job said, what I feared most has come upon me. What have you been afraid of? What are you afraid of that is not allowing you to live in freedom? Because when you are afraid of anything, that thing is stealing your freedom. That thing that you are afraid of is stealing who you are. It's diminishing you. It's diminishing the God you say you serve. It's diminishing the God you say you believe. Praise the Lord. All those who spoke fear and doubt, though they saw the promised land, guess what? They did not enter into it. They didn't take possession of it. Hallelujah. Not only the 10, but those who believed them. Those who believed their report did not make it into the promised land. Those who believed that God, who delivered them from Egypt, is not able to take them to where he promised to take. Come on, what kind of a stupidity is that? So, Lord, why did you let us go? If it's not that you have the heart to take us to where you promised to take us. God never starts a journey that he has not ended. Ah, come on. You need to write that down. God never starts a journey that he has not ended. Because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He ends before he starts. He has already said to Abraham, that land belongs to your children. They will be in bondage. I will deliver them and I'm bringing them back here. But it was only those who believed it that made it back there. What part of the word of God do you believe? And which one are you doubting? I have news for you. Whichever part you doubt, you will never get the blessing of it. That's the truth. I don't know. Let me find something that I researched and I would like to read to you. This was John F. Kennedy speaking a year before I was born. This is just an excerpt. The transcript of his message mesmerized me. Even as at then, 54 years ago. This is just an excerpt. So, it is not surprising that some will have us stay where we are a little longer to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, he was speaking in the Space Center, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built, listen to this, was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward, and so will space. This was before, while he was going to announce that, hey, America is going to the moon. Even before anything showed up. Then he mentioned a man, William Bradford, speaking in 1630 of the founding of the Plymouth Bay Colony, said that all great and honorable actions, listen, are accompanied with great difficulties. They are accompanied with great difficulties, not a stroll, but fighting, but sacrifice, great difficulties, and both must be enterprised and overcome with answerable courage. Now, this is my own word. If you are going to be better, if you are going to move ahead, you cannot stay behind. You have to burst forward with every ounce of power, every ounce of grace that God has given you. John F. Kennedy again. He says, we choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not only are we going to the moon, we are going to do much more. Not because they are easy. Is somebody listening to me? Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. That's the reason why we are going to do them. Because people say it's not possible. Then we are going to do it to show that the God we serve is the God of all possibility. Because that goal we serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because the challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win, and the others too. He further said, it is for these reasons that I regard the decision last year to shift our efforts in space from low to high gear as among the most important decisions that will be made during my incumbency in the office of the presidency. Then he mentioned a man. I was floored by this. Many years ago, the great British explorer, George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked, are you ready for this? Why did he want to climb it? Why do you want to climb Everest? He said, because it is there. Simply because it is there, I'm going to climb it. In the beginning, God blessed me. He said, have dominion
upstairs will not dominate us.
Oh, come on, people. This building will not dominate us. We will dominate this building. We will accomplish the purpose for which we started. And we are going to finish it. If you believe it, shout amen with me. What you say? America went to the moon. They hoisted the flag of America as the first nation into space. Because during the Cold War, if other nations had been there before, they probably would colonize it. Amen? Do you know the next dream of America now is to colonize Mars? That people are going to go and live in Mars. I don't know if I want to. You know why? Because I have a church to pastor on earth. You may not believe me, but that's my own reason. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While those who spoke negatively spoke. And I can imagine, during the presidency of Kennedy, how many people will mock? How many people will scorn? What moon? See Americans dying of poverty. See Americans hungry. You know, there will always be a reason why we should not. Judas said, when the spikenard oil of ointment was poured upon Jesus, oh, what a waste. That oil should have been sold to feed the poor. What did Jesus say? The poor you will always live with. It. You will always have a reason. But there is a priority. Amen? Brother, let me tell you something. Until we are settled as a church and have settled our church building, the potential we have, we can't exercise it. The potential will continue to be a dream. Do you think everybody God has intended to be a member of this church are going to come underground? This is not the cave of Adullam. Praise the Lord. While they spoke fear, while they spoke doubt, Caleb and Joshua, and those who believed their report, they made it to the promised land. They took possession of the promise. They took possession of their portion in the promised land. Your portion will not elude you. Our portion in this land will not elude us. Numbers 14, 6 to 9 says, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They were angry. You know, like, when these politicians are lying to you, it's like you pull out your wig. You are angry. What audacity. The person who is saying, let us test for drug before the next debate, may actually be on drug. Maybe using reverse psychology. Have you noticed? All the debates each time. What is he sniffing? Hallelujah. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. We can't overlook that. It's too good to pass up. Only rebel not. This is very important. Only rebel. rebel not. Unbelief is rebellion against God. Unbelief is rebellion against God. It says, rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. We chew them. I remember when Green Eagles was going to play Ivory Coast. Green Eagles is the national soccer team of Nigeria. Was going to play Ivory Coast. One of the, they call themselves the elephant. Eagles versus elephant. One of the Ivorian player, he said, we are going to beat the Green Eagles. And we are going to fry them like chicken. But when the match came, we beat them silly. Then he apologized that eagle is not chicken. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Believe me, most of the things I'm saying, they are not in my notes. They are just coming. So I'm just giving them to you as they come. Praise God. In closing that scripture, it says, their defense is departed from them. They are afraid of us. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. That thing you are afraid of is afraid of you. Listen, when your heart is filled with faith and trust in God, you will know that God is able to bring to pass what he has promised. So you say what God has promised. Say it. Say what God has promised. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed it, so shall it stand. Everything God has proposed concerning you shall stand. The purpose of God concerning your destiny shall be unmovable. It shall be accomplished. You will do it. You will receive it. You are empowered for it. If you believe it, say good amen. In the New Testament, we have the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Isn't it so funny? In Mark 5 from verse 24 or verse 25 through to 34. Isn't it so funny that the name of this woman was not known, but her ailment was known. So now they called her by what she was going through. Is that who you are? People can identify you beside who you are. You know, when you succeed, they will identify you as a success. They may not remember your name, but they will remember your success. That millionaire, that gazillionaire, that trillionaire. Hallelujah. I thought you would be saying amen. You don't want to be millionaire. God will help you. Please pray Pastor Carl will be a millionaire. I am a millionaire. In Jesus' name. You see, 1 million come into my hand, it's not going to be money miss road. It's going to be money no road. Amen. Money no road. Because we already know how we are going to spend it. We are not going to have sleepless nights on, oh, how do we spend this money? No. Try me. Test me. If I don't do it well, collect it back. Praise the Lord. Look at this woman was losing blood every day for 12 years. You see, there is no time I read this story that I do not cringe at the pain and the frustration of a woman like this. Losing blood every day. It's enough for a woman to go through a period for a few days
They are not even themselves. Some women are not themselves.
But 12 years, this woman does not even recognize herself anymore. She has spent all she had until somebody brought a testimony of Jesus. And you have had the testimony of Jesus several times. I was sharing with some of our leaders yesterday. About 4 months ago, when I went to Jamaica to minister, I go there to minister. And the word of knowledge came, very powerful, that somebody has been married for a long while and no fruit of the womb. That the Lord said it's about time to open her womb. This lady was in the choir. She came out and hands were laid on her and blessed. I had forgotten. This one I went this last week. Day one, she just came to me and sit down next to me and said, "Pastor, look at me. It has happened." Her tummy was already showing. She received the word of faith. She believed the prayer of faith. And God acted on her behalf. This woman did something extraordinary. Simple but extraordinary. The Bible says in Mark 5:28, "For she said," everybody says she said, self-talk. This is self-talk now. She said to herself. Nobody was there. She was saying to herself. She kept saying to herself, "If I may touch." But his clothes. Watch this. "I shall be whole. If I can just touch. I'm so weak. But if only I can touch the hem of his clothes." But guess what? Jesus was not coming to our house. Nobody brought out to God Jesus' attention. "If I can only touch." It's coming on Tuesday. "If I can just touch." I remember a woman. She had been trying to see the general overseer. Her mother was sick in the hospital. And lo and behold, it was too difficult. General overseer finished ministering and walked to his car. This woman ran and packed the print of his feet in the sand. And pack it. That was her faith. And took that sand and took it to the hospital and put it on her mother. And she became whole. She was healed. Another person carried their sick child and put it in a car that Daddy Gio used to sit and drive in, which he doesn't drive in anymore, and just put the child there. And the child became whole. They were convinced by faith and moved. You see, God doesn't make sense. If I can just touch, I'm not going to seek his permission. I'm not even going to pull him. I'm going to just touch it. Then she didn't say, "I'll be healed." She said, "I will be made whole." I'm going to show you something very shortly. Listen to this.
For you to see transformation in your life, you must have a confident conviction of faith. Confident conviction of faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I've seen Christians pray. They can't pray. If you are a parent, you can't bless your child because you can't pray. If you don't pray, Satan will pray on you. Confident conviction of faith on the word of God. You want to see transformation? Then you have that. And then do your conviction. Tell your neighbor, do your conviction. That is, do what you are convinced about in the word of God. Do what you are convinced about by faith. Like God. This woman began to call forth those things which were not, as though they were. She was calling something into nothing. There was nothing, but she was saying it's something. That is nothing. No, it's something. The gynecologist said, "Ma'am, you are not pregnant and you can't be pregnant." "No, I am pregnant." Tell your neighbor, say what you want. Again, say what you want. Tell them again. As she spoke to herself, strength began to come. Amen. Have you from a level of weakness suddenly spoke yourself to life? Do you know? No matter how much you hate Mondays, but somebody promised you $1,000. The strength, in fact, we say wake and let's pray by 5:30. You will have been awake since 4:30. You know why? It's that $1,000 that will be on your mind. Am I lying, somebody? You find a reason. This woman found a reason, because some invisible strength will come upon you. If you say, "Oh, I'm broke, I don't have any money," but they say, "Oh, your letter of promotion has come out. Come and collect it today. If not, they will give it to another person." Tell me if you will not find your way there. She had something ahead of her. She was not ready to stay where she was. She was not looking forward. Strength came. She moved. She moved to her solution. Brethren, what you say with your mouth will make your life gravitate towards your solution. What you say, "If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." Hallelujah. This woman, as she pushed forward, in spite of her weakness, she eliminated from her life conditions that can be an impediment to her desire. This morning we have sang that special number about desire, that the power of God will be made available. The glory of God is going to fill the house. Hallelujah. Guess what? She rose up in faith and she kept confessing what she believes. And that's what I'm asking you to begin to do from today. Rise up in faith. Begin to confess what you believe. This woman with the issue of blood, she confessed wholeness. She was not a minimum thinker. She was a maximum thinker. She wanted wholeness. So if she didn't have five fingers, she only had one, and it's still she only had four, and the one that is cut off is bandaged, she's not asking for it to be healed. She's asking for it to be returned back. That is what wholeness means. Praise the Lord. And if you look at verse 34, Mark 5, 34, Mark 5. Come on, let's read it together. One, two, go. No. Let's look up together. One, two, go. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith. It was what she prayed for. It was what she said that Jesus confirmed for her. As they have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Daughter, thy faith has healed you. No. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. So that sickness cannot come back to you again. Today, whatever God delivers you from will not come back again. In the name of Jesus. Folks, whatever you say shall come to pass for you. In Jesus' name. Whatever you begin to say shall come to pass for you. In Jesus' name. What have you been saying? From now, what will you begin to say? Let me help you. Say what the Lord says, not what your circumstances say. Say what the word of God says. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life. The Amplified Version. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. They will bear the consequences. If you speak negative over your husband, that's what it will become to you. If you speak negative about your wife, that is what she will become to you. If you speak negative about your children, you don't see possibility in their lives, that is what they will be. Imagine some parents, because their children, you know, children, most of the time they are very energetic. Some parents will call their children little monster. And the boy will grow up and become a monster. Huh? Instead of you to speak the word of blessing. But in ignorance, then the boy will grow up and go and buy a gun. And they say he has mental problem. No, it was the monster that was speaking to her or to him as a little child. Praise the Lord. How can you be pregnant for 9 months and go through the pain and deliver? And the one you deliver, you say, is a monster. Huh? No. God forbid. Amen? Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself? Our general overseer said, the beginning of the year is going to be challenging, but the end is going to be better. Do you see the better? This last quarter, do you see the better? The better will show up in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Folks, become creative. Empower your imagination. You see, I just wonder, even this Jamaica that I went to, their pastor visited me back in England in 1998. And this confession that we confess, open of service and end of service declaration, he took a copy with him. That is what they are still declaring till today. And guess what? Everybody, are you ready for this? Everybody has known it of heart. I kid you not. They have known it how? Of heart. We have given it to us. We are going to print it again. We are going to give it to you as a bookmark so that you can use it in the morning, so that you can use it in the afternoon, so that you can use it in the night and make the confession. There are scriptures. This confession, they didn't come to Wisdom Assembly, or they didn't start in Wisdom Assembly. It was brought to Wisdom Assembly. I've been confessing it for years. My wife will tell you, I don't see impossibility. All I see is possibility. All I know is, if somebody has done it before, then it must be done. It can be done. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, why did you buy something this big? You should have started small. We started in my apartment small. Then we moved to Finnegan's Hall small. Then we moved to Truman Farm small. Must we always have a small mentality? We are creating space that God is going to fill. We are preparing for the people that are going to come. When I told you the general overseer will come, you didn't believe me. Not because I spoke to him before. Somebody in hierarchy, when he heard it, he said, "You guys, you can't host the general overseer. He can't come to a people like you." Ask me how I answered him. I turned my back on him and I walked away. I didn't even answer him. And guess what? That person is not even longer in that position of hierarchy anymore. People who don't see possibility. That day, daddy came. He came with his aircraft. I didn't buy fuel. Amen. And guess what? They slept in Kansas City. Many places they go to visit, they don't sleep. Mommy Gio said, "We are going to sleep here." I saw it, I believed it, and I said it. Back in England, I told our church, I said, "The mayor is going to come and fellowship with us." I still have the picture. You know, mayors, they have all these regalia they wear. He came, and we sat together, and we discussed the city together. Amen? People you don't imagine. Dignitaries, important people, they are going to come to Wisdom Assembly. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They will come. They will fellowship with us. Cameramen will come here. There will be news crew around here. There will be several policemen around here to control the crowd. If you believe with me, shout amen. Things around me don't stay the same. Not even in my house. Those who have visited me before know. If you come and visit me today, next time you come, it's not the same. Something must have changed. That's my mentality. That's how it moves. Praise the Lord. Don't let the culture where you are or the culture where you came from, don't let it ground you. They say to immigrants, they can't make it. Do you know the guy who has the contract of all these small, small stores? When you park your car at the airport, all airports in America, is from Somalia. The guy who got the contract is from Somalia. That's why you will see most of them Ethiopians, Somalians, they are the ones there. Because they bring their people mostly. Praise the Lord. Dream big. Tell your neighbor, dream big. Speak right. Speak big. Amen. What does this woman do? I'm going to close shortly. She puts doubt aside. Hello? She did what? She put doubt aside. She put fear aside. What was the fear she put aside? A woman who is bleeding is termed unclean. Who termed them unclean? It was God himself. And she's saying, with my uncleanness, I'm going to go and touch God. The God who says, if you're unclean, you must stay out for 7 days and be washed. She said, no. With my uncleanness, I will touch him. Amen? Because holy makes the unholy holy. I say holy makes the unholy holy. She put the fear aside. She put her unqualification aside. Children wanted to see Jesus. The disciples put protocol in place. Jesus said to them, are you all out of your minds? Come and let the children come unto me. No protocol here. This woman defied protocol. She didn't ask for permission. You are asking for permission to be blessed. You are asking for permission to be healed. Can I be healed? Can I be blessed? Can I advance? Can I move forward? No, I am healed. I am moving forward. I am waxing great until I become very great. She put protocol aside. Who needs protocol when there's an emergency? Huh? Have you seen a woman who wants to deliver thinking about protocol? Huh? When she's pressed and the baby is about to come. And she's saying, let there be protocol. Even if it's in a car, she will deliver right there, shotgun. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. Nobody can stop a man. Nobody can stop a woman who has revelation. Nobody can stop any person who has a vision from God. It's not how many times you fall. Amen? It's not how many times you fall that makes you a failure. It's how many times you refuse to get up. If you have given up, well, this is the way it has been. This is the way it will always be. This is the way. Nothing can change. You know how we recite about God. Your situation is not God. As it was in the beginning, and so it is, forever shall be, world without end. Not my problem. Not any problem in my life. As I wake up in the morning, the problem is shaking. I say, you are solved. Get out of the way. You are nothing. I have better fish to fry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have expectation here this afternoon? God will not disappoint your expectation. God will not disappoint your expectation. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. I said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your blessings are ahead of you. They are inside you. They are not behind you. Stop looking back. Keep looking forward. Speak the word that will draw you forward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Feed your inner man. Keep your inner man alive with the word of God. And begin to attract your desires. Come on, rise up on your feet.